Welcome to The Impact Report, a podcast where we explore leadership and innovation in the field of sustainability. I'm your host, Renee Loper. The Impact Report is produced by Bard College's graduate programs in sustainability, and each episode features our graduate students in conversation with professionals who are working to create a more just and sustainable future. From renewable energy pioneers to sustainable fashion entrepreneurs to environmental justice leaders, they'll share insights, lessons learned, and how they're driving positive change in their industries and communities. Whether you're a student, sustainability professional, or someone who cares about our ability to meet the needs of current and future generations, this is your chance to go behind the scenes and learn from the leaders furthering the sustainability movement. So join us as we dive into impactful conversations and uncover the stories and the people behind the solutions. This is The Impact Report. Hello, listeners. I am excited to welcome you back to The Impact Report. We have been on a brief break, but we are excited to dig back in. And what better time as we celebrate Earth Week this week? I am your new host, Renee Loper. And you know, the team thought that before we jump into our conversations with sustainability leaders, that I should take a moment for you all to get to know me as your new host. So this first episode will aim to do just that. I'll not only share a bit about who I am and how I got to be with you today, but I'll also share a bit about the visions of change furthered through Bard graduate programs in sustainability, which is GPS for short. The visions of change will serve as the foundation for the voices that you will hear on the show throughout the remainder of the season. So currently, I am a clinical faculty member of organizational leadership in Bard's MBA in sustainability program. I teach personal leadership development, leading change in organizations, and becoming a sustainable organization. In addition, I support the GPS journey toward justice, equity, diversity, inclusion, and anti-racism. So one of the things that I thought would be cool if we got started with today is a question that I ask all of my students at the start of all of my classes. And that is, how are you arriving? Now, no, I don't ask how are you or how is your day or anything like that. And yes, I do care about my students and I care about how they're doing. But in the moment, I am more interested in how they are arriving to the space that we occupy together. And I want each student to note not only how they're arriving, but also how their classmates are showing up. The beauty in this question is that we are honoring ourselves in the moment, along with our experiences that contributed to that very version of ourselves. Something that I believe that some of the most influential leaders have mastered. In the MBA program, I actually use this question to guide the sequence of the leadership courses that I teach. So for instance, in the first course, personal leadership development, when I ask, how are you arriving? I really want to hear, what energy are students bringing to the classroom? What was their journey like to the classroom, to the program? Who are they? Why are they there? What experiences made them into who they are showing up as they think about developing their own personal leadership journey? In the second class of Leading Change, when I ask, how are you arriving? It's really in the context of organizations. So how are you arriving? How are you connecting the dots of the classes that we spoke about beforehand? Some of the lessons, some of the concepts that we discussed. What are you grappling with? What's keeping you up at night? I'm sure many of them say things other than the class, but they get the gist. In becoming a sustainable organization, I'm really interested in how are they connecting the dots? How are they arriving to the leadership that they have developed over the previous three classes? And how is it showing up to contribute to their conversations and what it takes to really build and sustain an organization? The beautiful thing in this question, again, not only in honoring ourselves, but in the context of an MBA program in particular, is what I've come to found that most, if not all, sustainability leaders are in the work because they care. There's something that's driving them to do the work. And oftentimes, leaders don't get a moment to reflect on their why. They don't get a chance to think about their mission, their vision, their values, let alone speak about it. But we in the Bard MBA program believe that if you can name and surface those things, there's a higher chance that you'll be able to stick to them when things get tough. And we all know in the world of sustainability, nothing is smooth, nothing is easy. Things will get rocky. And so when we start with those questions and they kind of filter throughout all of the classes, it's really an ode to the connection, not only to the concepts and the topics, but to the individuals as leaders. One of the other things that I always share with my students is that leaders lead from where they are. They don't lead from titles, from positions, from salaries, from corner offices, or anything like that. They lead from where they are. And that truly is something that we've seen evident in driving change in sustainability. Folks who know how to partner with people, folks who know how to connect the dots, folks who know how to build bridges, those are leaders, not just the people who are able to get up and move the team toward a direction because of their title or their set of responsibilities. So again, we're interested in folks really tapping into their true essence of who they are and how they lead change from where they are. Oh, what was that question you asked? How am I arriving? Very, very good question. I am arriving to this conversation full, hopeful, and expectant. I am full of gratitude for the privileges my professional experiences have afforded me. I am hopeful for better tomorrows, and yes, that's tomorrows as in plural, tomorrows for our world, the earth, and its contents. And I'm expectant that we today have what it takes to realize those better tomorrows in these very, very urgent times that we're in. Those professional experiences that I mentioned, they include having worked in consumer banking in the US, teaching English in Japan, and civic engagement in Greece. I've built cross-sector partnerships with place-based nonprofits and multinational corporations in the U.S., distributed grants to universities and think tanks, aiming to improve bilateral relations between the U.S. and Japan. And I've also worked to develop and implement strategies to facilitate tri-sector partnerships around the world between the private, social, and public sectors. And it's all of those experiences that I'm bringing into the classroom with my students. But it's in that latter work that I really had the privilege to work alongside local nonprofits and government agencies aiming to reduce plastic waste in waterways and rural communities in Indonesia. I've worked alongside local social enterprises and large companies to improve crop yields in rural Nigeria. And I've also worked alongside US-based apparel companies to ensure the people that are making their garments in rural communities in Sri Lanka are doing so in safe and healthy environments. Not only for themselves, but also for the communities that they live and play in. So to say that I've had some privileges is quite an understatement. I've worked with brands such as Levi Strauss, John Deere, Medtronic, Pfizer, many of the household brands that you all, I'm sure, are very familiar with. The beautiful thing about that is I am convinced, doubly convinced, that businesses are doing good and working toward making our world a better place. And again, that is what we strive to achieve in the MBA program, is helping our students to understand how not only businesses are doing good, but how they, as MBA students or MBA graduates, can bring innovations and ideas, inspiration into companies and utilize them as a force for good to make our world a better place. So I know by now you're probably saying, Renee, that is great. So what? So what? You've had an amazing career. So what? You've had privileges. What does that have to do with us? Another great question. The reason I share all of this is to say that I have learned that one of the truest and more surefire ways to truly solve solvable problems and prevent them from escalating into our tomorrows is through what I call the new pH balance. And that's partnership and humanity. And it's for this reason that I'm at Bard. Bard graduate programs in sustainability aim to equip leaders, both current and future, with the skills to change the game through the MBA, skills to change the rules through the Masters of Science in Environmental or Climate Policy, and the skills to change minds through the Masters of Education in Environmental Education. Now, recognizing the new pH balance is critical for leaders to change anything. Change doesn't happen in a silo. And the type of changes that we are aiming to realize, those that affect generations, Those are the changes that are embedded in sustainability efforts around the globe. And it's those ones that require partnerships. Now, I like to say that companies don't make products, governments and their agencies don't write policy, and schools don't teach our young people. Companies and governments don't partner, schools and nonprofits don't partner. It's the people that do. People make the products, people write policy, and people teach our youth. And it's through the people that we strengthen their skills to build leaders. So leaders to create partnerships, leaders to really drive change from where they are within organizations. Some of the organizations that our graduates go on to work for are Target, Etsy, the UN, Sierra Club, Estee Lauder, ThredUp, and I can go on and on and on, but I will stop. That just means you have to dial in to hear where our students have gone on to. The other thing that our approach to sustainability leadership has equipped our students to be able to do is have conversations like those that you'll hear later on this season. They'll be having conversations to understand who these folks are as humans, what drives them, how do they sustain their leadership in times of trials and difficulties, and how do they really break through to drive change? So that means, again, you have to dial back in. After this episode, you'll hear from a student who will speak with folks about circular business models in the apparel industry. And others down the line will speak to folks in environmental stewardship through climate conscious insurance. Now, I don't know about you, but I had no idea what that was until I heard the conversation that my student had with the leaders. So I say all of this to say that our approach to sustainability leadership is truly human-centered. We center human leadership in the marriage between sustainability education and business education. This allows our graduates to go on and lead sustainability through business, policy and advocacy, and place-based educational efforts in startups, multinationals, nonprofits, international non-governmental organizations, and so much more. Don't miss our next episode when we welcome MBA candidate Sarah Hayworth. Sarah will be speaking with Andy Rubin, founder and executive chairman of Trove. They'll discuss solutions Trove offers to sustainability in the apparel industry, as well as the significance of circular business models. This is an episode you don't want to miss. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep making an impact.
If you're new to the podcast, we recommend checking out an insightful episode from last spring featuring Eben Goodstein, an economist and the director of the Bard Graduate Programs in Sustainability. Eben shares his experience spearheading the growth of Bard's renowned environmental policy and sustainability degree programs. You can find the link to this episode in the show notes. The Impact Report is a production of Bard College's Graduate Programs in Sustainability. This episode was hosted by Renee Loper. The show is produced by Casey Luaters and Katie Boyle. This episode was edited by Trinity Jackson. Additional support comes from our social media team, which includes Margot Bogosian and Fatima Oliva. To learn more about Bard's graduate programs in sustainability, which offers an MBA in sustainability, MS in environmental or climate science and policy, and an MEd in environmental education, visit gps.bard.edu. Thanks for listening to the Impact Report. We'll see you next time.